Okay, this match started out like an old WCW Cruiserweight match with both athletes methodically exchanging various holds to show their technical proficiency in between short bursts of quick standing sequences, too fast to type down during a first live viewing. Ray lands a couple of head scissors and then lands a third one to set up Almas for a 619. Almas catches Ray in a electric chair position, and then Ray takes them over by the ropes and then gives what can only be described as a Royal Rumble like a tumble over the top rope. But somehow, Almas lands on the floor on his feet and then with Ray still in the electric chair position. Almas transitions Ray to the front and drops him with a sit-out power bomb on the floor. We come back from commercial break with them in the corner as Ray goes for a sunset flip power bomb, but Almas lands on his feet. Ray goes for a quebrada, but Almas catches him. Ray scurries and turns into a tilt-a-whirl despite DDT. Almas lands a big back elbow. Ray charges at Almas. Almas hip-tosses him into the corner. Almas goes to the opposite corner, charges, and lands his double knees for two. Ray goes to the top rope, but Almas stops him and gets him to hang off of the second turnbuckle. Almas goes for a top rope to the floor, 2 foot stomp, but Ray gets out from the rope and turnbuckle, and then shoves Almas, sending him crashing onto the apron. Ray gets to the top rope as Almas gets to his feet on the apron, and then Ray gives an avalanche hurricanrana off the apron to the floor. Ray then gets back in the ring, goes to the top rope, and then hits a seated senton from the top rope to the floor. Come back from another commercial break. Ray goes for reverse hand scissors, but Almas traps Ray against his own back, but Ray is able to scurry out, gets his hands free, and is able to turn into a code red. Ray then lands enziguri. Almas lands another big back elbow. Almas hits a double moonsault for a two count. Ray counters a power bomb into a Canadian destroyer for a two count. Ray goes for a 619, but Almas catches him in a fireman's carriage position. Ray is able to slide off of Almas' shoulders, and it turns into a crucifix power bomb for two. Ray finally hits a 619. Ray goes to the top rope to drop a dime, but Zelina Vega goes up on the apron for the distraction. Almas crouches Ray and then drops Ray with a spike hammerlock DDT for the win.
This match was incredible. Wild. Yes, it was incredible. They left this man, Andrade San Almas, in catering for every single pay-per-view last year. Had he done this 12 times on pay-per-view, he would have been the pay-per-view wrestler of the year.
Yes.
When Ray was coming back to WWE, everyone was like, oh, I want to see him and Almas. And I just was like, they wrestle cool. I'm not really anxious just to link two Mexican guys together because they're Mexican. But, you know, and I was like, there's a lot for both of them to do. But this turned out to be a matchup that worked really well every time it's happened. And it has been really impressive and done a lot for Andrade San Almas, who has been, you know, through the first, through 2019, he was in there with Cena. He's been in there with Ray. I don't know if they're actually going to do something with him from here, but there's no reason not to at this point.
I will hope you use your brain and actually do so after he's torn the house down the past 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, and he's definitely showing that he's had it all along. I'm not shocked, surprised, anything like this. Like, if you were shocked by this, you weren't paying attention close enough. This dude's always had it. Ray is showing that, you know, he's ageless at this point. It did him a wonder to drop the weight, to go around the world, to get out of the WWE bubble that had kind of soured the Rey Mysterio name. He went around the world and commanded high money on the indies. Yep. Because of, you know, his star power and his legend. And during that time, he rebuilt his body. He got to wrestle a lot of the other guys around the world and everything like that. And he's not the Rey Mysterio of 1996, but that's unrealistic to ask him to be. But what he is a wrestler that clearly learned and got better, from the time, you know, the earlier in the decade where he was kind of doing greatest hits, essentially. Came in.
And I don't know how much of that is because, his body just couldn't handle it.
Right.
Because of the weight in his knees.
Right. And then he came back, and there's a whole nother generation of guys for Ray to work with now, and I imagine that Ray has a fire lit under him and he's inspired. He's not Randy Orton, who will just perform to the level of give a fuck. Ray always gives a fuck. It was like, it's like when he has a reason to.
And Ray is super influential in like all of the flyers from this generation. They all he's their Jordan, he's their LeBron, he's their Randy Moss, like Peyton Manning, like any generational person you looked up to and grew up wanting to watch or whatever else in your sport or fake sport, whatever you want to call it. Like he was absolutely the guy for the Flyers.
Yeah, these guys
and the Luchadors.
These guys were so impressive. It's about time that people open their eyes and notice what Andrade is and what he can be for this company. Like, I think he's only 28 years old. He should be around the next 10 years in big positions, wrestling whoever. And then, Ray, enjoy this while you can, because you never, like, if that was Rey Mysterio's last great match, it would be a hell of a great one to do. But I feel like that guy has plenty left in the tank, like Mark Henry says.
Okay, so I have two more things written down on this match, and there's one thing that just like I was thinking of it as it was happening, but and I'll bring it to you after this. I said this was the best singles fall on WWE main roster TV that I can remember since like Cena versus Cesaro during the 2015 Cena U.S. Open challenges, or the Daniel Bryan Cesaro fall in the 2013 Bryan Gauntlet match. This was fucking awesome. Go out of your way to see this match. Tell your lapsed friends to watch this match. The thing that I was going to say and add on to this is I watch this match and I see the spot where they do the avalanche. It obviously is not from the top rope to the floor, but I see the spot where it goes from the top rope to the apron to the floor. And I'm watching this match, and I'm transported back to freaking Halloween Havoc, and I'm watching Cruiserweight title versus mask match between Eddie and Ray. Like, that is the biggest, compliment I can give Andrade, is that, like, for a second I felt like I was a kid again watching Eddie versus Ray.
I think that's a great place to leave it.